This is the day in which the European Union celebrates its peace and unity among member states. And if you ask me why the 9th of May, it's a simple question I can answer very easily. It's the day of the so-called Schuman Declaration. On the 9th of May 1950, the foreign minister, Robert Schuman, the French foreign minister, made a declaration inviting European countries to share resources of Europe, especially Germany, but all other countries, in order to build a common house for the Europeans. So this was the first declaration in which we heard about coming together, sharing resources, and building a common home. But this year is a very special year, because apart from the 9th of May, which we celebrate every year, today is also, this year is also the 60th anniversary of the Treaties of Rome, because in 1957, so seven years after the Schuman Declaration, in Rome, in Italy, six European countries signed the Treaty of Establishing the European Economic Community, which is the basis of what has become now the European Union. So this was another step forward in coming together, in finding ways to abolish internal borders, to create a common economic space, but also space in which there is freedom of movement also for the people, and finally a common policy to have a peaceful coexistence among European countries.
More than 5 years after the South Sudan gained independence, tens of thousands of its citizens are displaced. Thousands more have left the country into refugee camps. Is this a concern for the EU?
Of course, this is a very big concern for the European Union. Our values are the values of peace, of peaceful cohabitation, of sharing common values. So all these situations are of big concern to us. And I will dedicate today's Europe Day to all those who are in need, are victims of violence, displacements, and hunger. And I would like to dedicate Europe Day especially to all these South Sudanese, because we want them to live in a peaceful country, in a country where they can live, where they can find prosperity and stability.
And the recent headline is that the EU is currently troubled by the unending conflict. Does the conflict in South Sudan in any way affect the EU activities in this country?
Of course we are troubled. Every day of war, of crisis, is a day which is lost for peace, which is lost for coexistence. And we urge the leadership to continue to find ways to silence the guns and to find a way forward that brings the country to stability and peaceful coexistence. But we have not abandoned South Sudan in these critical times. We continue together with our member states to provide food security assistance, to provide all those what is needed to stabilize the situation, especially the basic services of the people of South Sudan that are much in need for. Just to mention a very recent project, we have launched the Impact Program, which is a support program for all the primary teachers in South Sudan, all over the country. This means 30,000 primary teachers will get from the European Union support and incentives, because at the end we want to see more teachers and less soldiers, more education and less violence. And we do this through private implementing partners. But to show you that we are looking to the future of South Sudan, we know that this is a phase that has to come to an end. And we, of course, are looking closely on the developments, and every step that the government, the leadership is taking towards peace is welcomed and will have our support.
Okay, just to make a quick follow-up on the support that the EU wants to extend to the teachers, is this going to be a one-off, or it is going to be like a continuous program to support monthly salary increase?
Thank you for this question. It helps to clarify a bit the program. It's built, shaped for 18 months, because we all hope that within these 18 months, the government could take over those services that now are supported by donors. It's a bridging activity which helps to start the project. And we hope that at the time being, in 18 months, there will be enough resources and enough, let's say, support from the government to take over this basic service. Education is an issue of, it's a national issue. We want to see the government of South Sudan supporting directly its teachers. Now we are helping because we are friends, but this help is understood to be a bridging activity until the government can take over.
Could you tell us something about the assistance that EU provides to peace process in South Sudan?
Well, you know, peace is not easy to achieve. It's a process. It doesn't come in one day. And so our feelings and our support is not going only, as I told before, to basic services, but it's also looking forward on how to contribute to peace. So we are, first of all, supporting the peace agreements by funding the peace implementing bodies like GMEC and CITESAM. But we are also working closely with civil society and faith-based organizations to create space for dialogue and to support all, the forums that can support reconciliation, dialogue, and the way forward to peace. So this is not an issue that has to be underestimated. This is a very important part of our presence here in South Sudan.
How can South Sudan strengthen its relationship with the EU?
The relationship with the EU, it means the relationship with 28 member states. All these member states are represented by the European Union, but have their own autonomous policies. I can say that we stand ready to support South Sudan. We are friends of the people of South Sudan. We look with interest and with support on those measures that South Sudan is taking to bring peace to the country. So if you say, how can South Sudan strengthen the relationship with the EU, it's easily said. Silence the weapons, give access to humanitarian aid, support all processes that bring to peace and to stop the dire situation of the population. In this, you will always find the support of the European Union.
Do you see any concrete progress made to calm the waters, pave way for a peaceful path to peace and stability in South Sudan?
Well, we are positive. Every day we are here is a day to support peace. As I told before, peace is not easy to achieve. It is a process. But we are sure that the understanding that South Sudan belongs to all South Sudanese and that the country should bring peaceful coexistence to its people is the main goal that we want to achieve together as international community, helping those in the leadership to find ways to reach, to aim at this goal. So we see a commitment that is coming. The voice of the population has to be heard. I genuinely believe that nobody wants to see people suffering, to see people being affected by violence, by anger. The way to reach peace is a way that needs dialogue, that needs negotiations, and that needs, first of all, compromise, and in a peaceful way, sitting around the table and peacefully negotiating. I don't think that a military solution is a solution that can last. Maybe you can gain territories, maybe you can show the strengths of your armies, but long-lasting peace is not based on weapons. Long-lasting peace is based on dialogue and compromise. And this is the legacy we have learned as European Union. Today we celebrate 60 years of Treaties of Rome, but what we are proud of is that we have 60 years of peace within the borders of the European Union. That doesn't mean that we are perfect. This is far away from being perfect, but it means that we have learned to sort out our conflicts peacefully, and this is what we want to bring as our legacy to our friends of South Sudan.